I'm honored to present to you the chair of our congressional delegation, our leader, Senator Barbara Mikulski.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The vice president doing the school thing.
You kidding me? I know.
The vice president.
I know who the dude is.
The vice president's doing my stool thing. How cool. How cool is that? How cool. Let's give it another round of applause. Mr. Vice President, we are delighted to welcome you here today. We know that America knows you as Vice President Joe Biden. But to us, you are our friend. You are our neighbor. You are Amtrak Joe. You're Delmarva Joe. You're Joe, our pal and our partner for moving America forward. And we're delighted to have you here today. And we want to do a special shout out to President Barack Obama for, one, picking you as vice president, and number two, for the great job that he's doing, because he wants jobs today, jobs tomorrow, and he knows infrastructure is the way to go. So we want to thank the president. We know he's done a great job in picking Anthony Fox, our Secretary of Transportation, another mayor. He and O'Malley were bonding back there over the mayor's job. And, of course, John Bucheri, the deputy over at U.S. Department of Transportation. We remembered when you were here, and thank God you still remember us back here, John. And then, of course, to all of those of you in government, labor leaders, Mayor Rawlings Blake, the Attorney General, others in the City Council, and also our labor leaders, the First Lady of the Port, Helen Bentley, our dear friend, and also to my Maryland delegation, to my good friend Ben Cardin, who is on the committee called Environment and Public Works, which actually puts everything for the Corps of Engineers that funds these projects. He gets them in the federal law books. I'm on the Appropriations Committee. I'm on it now big time in a big way, and we put it in the federal checkbook. But we work with our House partners, Dutch, Elijah, John, where they use their committees and their clout every single day to advance Maryland and to make sure that this port is ready and fit for duty. So we're happy to be here today for this very dynamic announcement. But we're proud of the men and women of the Port of Baltimore, the tugboat operators, the longshoremen, the crane operators, the truckers, all of those who every day and every day are out there working hard, sweating to get the job done, to make sure that we send cargo out there and we unload cargo back here. Maryland has had a successful year, and we're proud of that. We know that the Port of Baltimore is open for business, but the Maryland delegation means business. We are no Johnny or Janie come latelys when it comes to fighting for the port. Ben and I and others remember, and Paul Sarbanes, when we heard the cry, dredge or die, when we were scared to death about the changing technology, about what that would mean. Working then with Governor Harry Hughes, a far-sighted governor, to do the dredge sites and the politics in Helen. We were able to get the money year after year after year, and we were able to get $230 million to make sure we've dredged that 50-foot channel. And while others are saying whatever they want to get South Carolina and other ports ready, we are ready, and we are ready to rock and roll and to roll on and to roll off. We are ready. Our delegation has fought over the years for nearly $1 billion, covering everything from annual dredging to port security. Many of us have worked with five governors to deepen our channels to make sure these super ships could come to the port. Senator Sarbanes, our friend, who we'd hoped would be here today, had a creative solution for Poplar Island. John continues that legacy and works hard. Elijah's over there working on transportation. Dutch is using his work with the military to make sure the Corps of Engineers is on the job. And, Mr. Vice President, we keep that C&D canal clear. You remember the C&D? We know you rode the Amtrak. We know you rode the surf at Rehoboth. That was something to see. And now we know that you wanted that C&D canal done, and we were able to do it. Baltimore Harbor and Maintenance, every year, $245 million. C&D Canal, $225 million. Getting rid of that dangerous turn at Tallchester Channel, $16 million. And $46 million for port security. And that doesn't include Coast Guard or Customs. Those are big numbers, but they're done every year. Every year, the congressional delegation is on the job. And why do we fight so hard? Because we believe in jobs. We believe that it is in the port of Baltimore, the port that has built a city. We remember with affection when Helen had her famous WMAR TV show. The port of Baltimore, we look at our waterfront. We have the inner harbor for tourism. We have the middle harbor for digital harbor, our new tech stuff. And we have this harbor that is open to the world, and we're going to make sure it stays open. So we are very grateful today that the Vice President is here to announce something called a Tiger Grant. We are literally putting the tiger in the tank here in Maryland to make sure that despite roadblocks, we're going to make sure that we modernize our infrastructure and create these ports. So we're going to keep at it. We appreciate the grant today. We're going to work for funding tomorrow, and we're going to keep at it. We're going to keep at it by working with President Barack Obama and his team to make sure that we are number one in infrastructure and we are number one in world.